Hello, hello everyone. This is Chipo Chemeso, your host from Just Deep Read, the in and out host. How are you? I hope all is well and you are enjoying the spring into summer where we are in the Northern Hemisphere. Wherever you are, perhaps your weather is doing the same thing. Before we begin today with our 100 episode, so that's I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about being back. A lot of things have been happening. I'm sure, same in your life as well, that things have been happening. Some things we are in control, some things we say we can't be in control. But today I am here to talk about a little bit that I know about the summer solstice. And I think you all know there's all kinds of things out there online and parties, retreats, and whatnot. But I want to just share a little bit what I know and encourage you to dig into this nature experience, nature, Mother Nature coming to remind us who we are. So let's take a deep breath in. And breathe, hold it and let it go. Another deep breath in, hold it again, and breathe out. This time, breathe really deep so that your belly is out. So take a deep breath in. Make sure it goes all the way down into your pelvis. And if you can hold it for a sec. And then breathe out, let all the air come out. There we are. So I hope you've been practicing deep breathing. I hope you're making this part of your lifestyle, because really I'm finding more and more that things we do, like, breathing, meditation, instead of saying, okay, well, I don't have time to do it. Oh, I can't do it now because I'm too busy, whatever. I think me, that really is not changing ourselves. What if you made, say, meditation, even just deep breathing, you made that your lifestyle? What I'm talking about, making it a lifestyle, is doing it all the time. You don't have to carve out, half an hour, whatever time you want, and sit and meditate. That's where people say, well, I don't have time. But what if you bring it into your routine as you are taking a shower? You do your deep breathing there as well. You're walking, you're eating. People might say, well, I do breathe all the time because that's why I'm still here. Yes, you do. That's what I call top up. But to be make it a conscious breath, conscious meditation where you actually connect with the part of who you are as you walk to the shop, as you are on the throne, as you are getting dressed, going to work. So make it part of that is there. You don't even have to think about it once you practice it and you do it all the time. It will just happen, but you're conscious of it, that you're breathing. The unconscious breath, or when we drive, how we are going somewhere, maybe a long trip, sometimes we don't know, how did I get here so fast? Or you get stopped by the blue and red light, you go, oh, officer, I don't know. We try to figure out how did I get there? Were we conscious there or not? Probably not. So my suggestion is really make everything you do a conscious action, a conscious decision, a conscious breath. This way you are close to yourself. You know where you are. You're not just doing things as if you are asleep. We want to wake up. We have been called. We have talked about this. We have been called to wake up. So as solstice is here, the 21st is the solstice in the northern hemisphere. It's also known as the June solstice somewhere else, some other parts of the world. So what happens on the solstice day, summer solstice? It's going to be the longest day of the year. So are we paying attention how we are feeling during that time? What's happening for us? You know, there's a lot of changes happening. This is the time they say this is where to program what you want for manifestation. If you really want to manifest something, there's a big porthole. Imagine there's a big door opening, it's opened, that anything you want, the universe, the way I see it in my own native way, is there's this door that has opened into the universe, into the consciousness. So the energy from above, it's coming into us. We are here on planet Earth, and we can send what it is we want up to the Creator and say, "Hey, Creator, this is what I would like. Please help me." So, because the door is open, and whatever we want, if we mean it, and if we really know that, yes, this is what I want, guess what? Creator always obliges, always gives. So this is our time. This is the porthole that we can actually work with. So I'm suggesting that, you know, read about it. Like I say, I'm not an astrologer. I call myself a baby astrologer who knows little things here and there, and she doesn't know everything. So this is our 100th podcast. This is where we can ask for what is it that we want. I mean, for you, whatever it is, make this your big deal day, big week, and talk to Creator, talk to the universe, talk to the source, and say, "This is what I request." You can also ask to clear things that you don't want in your life. Like, really mean it. Do I really want to do this? Do I trust this? I think I did make a podcast on this. Do I trust that I'll get it? Do I trust that the universe hears me? So, do I believe in it? So, really create your own belief. Do I believe desire? Is the desire there? How deep, how strong is my desire of what it is that I'm asking? Whether it's clearing something, getting something out of my life, or bringing in something, do I really want this thing? Then do I expect it? We have to let go that thing and know that the universe will bring it. It's not on my time, it's not on your time, it's the universe time. So we trust that it's going to be there. Sometimes we think, "Oh, I want $1 million and I want it yesterday." Well, guess what? It might happen. It has happened to some people. You know, people that win lottery, that happens. At the same time, sometimes they don't keep that money because were they ready? Did they expect it? Did they really want it? What did they want it for? Sometimes it doesn't last long. They lose it because maybe because they weren't ready. Maybe they didn't really think they'll have it. So it's like, "Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say this." And there the universe answers. And sometimes we think the universe only answers for us, for the good, only positive thing. Well, who created the negative, the not so good stuff? You know, the Creator created everything. This is some part that I feel there are some people that don't think when I'm asking, and maybe my mind is going, "Well, I don't think I get that," or, "Well, people like me," whatever our back of our head is saying, good or negative, creator takes that and say, okay, because he's the creator of all that there is. We'll always be careful of what we ask. So this is time of manifestation. Pay attention to what you're asking. One thing that I find, even myself, I once in a while I still do it, but I'm much more aware of, I would like to, I want to go to Calgary this July. And it's like, okay, so I say, okay, I really want to go to Calgary. So I need the plane ticket, I need the hotel. But then there's a little voice in the back, what I call my yes, but voice. It will show up, yes, but well, where are you going to get the money from? Where are you going to stay? So there's that. But if I just say, hey, this is what I want, and trust and let it go through that porthole to where source is, where I think it's almost like there's the source that sits there and say, oh, she wants this, she wants that, and send that to where it's supposed to go. But when I'm going with this bad, what about that little voice that says, yes, but they say, ah, you're not going to get that. People like you don't get it. You're no good. You are not good enough. Whatever we say to ourselves, does that message that from the little voice, does that get granted its wish, its want? Yes, it does. Because I feel that God doesn't say, well, not you. Yeah, you're going to get it. You're not going to get it. I don't think so. Whatever it is we send, it's accepted. It's like the mail, you know, unless there's something that's very obvious that we can't send this. You have an envelope. We have envelopes. You send them. You put your stamp. They're gone. They take them. So let's pay attention to that. What is it we're asking, especially now, because the energy is very high, it's very strong. Things happen. Sometimes we don't know what we've asked. And just let it go. Trust the universe. Trust the creator. So during this summer solstice, pay attention to your words. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your feelings. If you're feeling angry and you're asking for something you want and the anger energy is so strong, I believe that we might get something that we don't want. So we want to check that. Most people are just thinking and saying what they want. You know, what about the feelings? Because all our modalities, you know, seeing, hearing, they all send messages. So what messages are they sending out? Are they sending out to the creator? Work on your breathing during these days and just let go. Pay attention to what is it going on inside yourself, your feelings mostly. Those are the emotions. When the energy is in motion and I'm sending my wants, my goals, and if that energy that's sending is strong, negative, well, I might get negative back. So what if I really, really pay attention? Let's be responsible for what it is we want and what we get. If something comes that we didn't want that, but that was has come, what is it coming to teach you? Don't get mad at it. Don't blame somebody. Don't blame the universe. You know, universe is trying to teach me something. Maybe you are trying to teach yourself something because you did the negative energy you've sent out to the universe. So take it as it's there to teach you something. So what is it? What is it that you need? You need to learn. Paying attention to your breath, honestly, I find that really, really works. It brings us back to the center. You know, we breathe in through our nose, and where does it go? The brain is right there. So we can clear the voice, we can, our mental voice, we can clear that, and we can calm the mind. We can slow down our thoughts. So that when we are sending out the affirmation we want, it goes, it's clear. The voice, the yes, but voice probably is calmed down. It's not going to fight with what it is that you want. What else? You know, uplift yourself. Help yourself to be, because, you know, it's all about you. I'm here for you. I'm here for me. Then once I'm full, once you're full, then we can go out there and help others. What I notice that some people do, they are here to feed others first before they feed themselves. Remember, when you are flying, they will say, if anything happens, the plane, you know, the mask will drop. Put the mask on yourself first before you start to help whoever is there that needs your help. So let's think of that. That's not being selfish. I call it self-care. If you don't have your mask on and things go really haywire on that plane, you've given everybody masks and you don't have one, what's going to happen to you? You're not going to be useful to anybody. So therefore, really, really pay attention. So during this solstice time with high vibration, bring vibrations to yourself, clear yourself. Yes, show others again, but make sure you are clear. Make sure your goals are gone before you start telling others what to do or help them to make their goals come true. Are your goals gone? You know, I said law of attraction doesn't work. I understand now why it didn't work for me. But what I was doing, my understanding was I'm helping others. So their law of attraction was happening, but it wasn't happening for me because there was something missing for me. So think about that and enjoy listening to this. Just a reminder, you know this. Everybody knows this. You've done it so many times. You've lived so many lives. You've learned this. But now it is time for us to practice. Put it in action. Energy in motion. Let's get our emotion in action. And with that, I say our episode number 100 is here. So take a deep breath in and hold it. And breathe out. And another deep breath in. Hold it. And breathe out. And one more deep breath in. Fill up your belly. Let your belly expand. Hold that. Hold it. Hold it. And breathe out. We shall see you soon. Take good care. And if you have any questions, please send us an email. If you look in the notes, you'll see the email address you can send to us. We are going to be doing, oh yes, sorry, I forgot this. I just remembered. There will be a self-healing workshop. I don't want to call it a workshop. It's a practice where we are going to help you do some self-healing, because really it's about self-helping the self. We'll put a poster in the notes, and we also, it's on Facebook, so come to Facebook, you will see us there. And I would highly recommend that you check this out so you can learn how to help yourself. Okay, they say, you know, God help those who help themselves. So this is where we are, to help you so that you can help yourself. So God bless you. Have a good week, and bye-bye.